a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Have you guys done the container recycling gear yet?
Yes. Dodsy takes the kids to do it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. A couple of dollars in their pockets.
Jimmy's done it, but there's also a lovely kid in our street. Shout out to Brendan, who's collecting them. Nice. And so Jimmy drops off half to him.
Ah, that's cute.
So that's why Jimmy's like, I've got to keep up with my drinking because I've got to share.
It's a public service.
I mean, think about him.
It's public service. And yeah, so that's where we are too. I've done it twice, and we have a big, like, the box that our lawnmower came in is now the can box in the garage and bottles and stuff, and it fills up. And so we on the weekend went and dropped them all off, put them all in the machine for about 5 months of built up. So it was
People must love you standing behind you waiting.
There's
for
no one
you
else
to...
there, mate. It's fine.
Do you, as you were like just feeding them into the machine, did you think, I've had a few beers over that time?
Well, it was actually, do you know what the funny thing was going through and was remembering the events, the barbecues and the stuff that had happened based on what the cans were. And like, it was Indy's birthday. She had, you know, we had 30 kids and, poppers, you know, the fruit juice boxes. Yeah. You can recycle those as well. And so, sort of doing all of that. And I've always told Indy since this thing started, you know, 9 months ago, that if she comes and does it with me, she can have the money.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
So 5 months worth of built up came to $29.60.
Wow, that is huge.
Good collect.
You must have been there for an hour.
Yeah, we were there for quite a while. Yeah. And she's funny. She's just not – next time we'll have to take a step. She's not quite tall. Like, she's just tall enough to get it in there, but she can't really see. And she sort of just has to, like, jump a little bit to get the thing in there. So one can did bonk her on the nose, came back out, bogged her on the nose.
You got to earn that $29.70. Yeah.
No, exactly, right? Yeah. So anyway, it is a lot of pocket money for a five-year-old. Mm. So anyway, she spent the last, so that was Monday, I think, and she spent the last couple of days, or it might have been Sunday, spent like going and buying little things and having a great old time. So good on her. But you know, they say sort of from the mouths of babes, you know, the honesty that comes from them because they've got no filter.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's like a compliment, and sometimes it's not. And I'm not sure where this one lands because her and I were having a lovely time. And this was actually before we got to the sporting club in Lara there to do our recycling. We're in the garage because obviously I can't take this big ass box in the boot of the car, so we separate it into tubs, and you know, glass bottles go in one tub, and cans go in another tub, and another tub, and another tub, and another tub.
Yeah.
And then the fruit boxes and the plastic bottles go in another tub. And so as we were doing that, she's sorting them out, and she's getting the glass ones, and she's putting them in the right, and she's right into it, which she wasn't so much last time. So we're having a great time, her and I, a little bonding moment. She's looking, and she's got the, you know, they've got the apple juice little pop-top ones that they get from the Happy Meals, and she's putting them in there, and these are our ones, and Mum's little protein shakes, they're going in the plastic as well. And then she's putting all the cans, and keeps putting cans, and she stops. So she puts her hands on her hips and goes, "Jeez, you and Mummy are good drinkers." And I was like, "Thank you, babe.
Yeah.
I think that's a compliment." From the mouths of babes.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's not good drying weather for your laundry, so if you need or any of your laundry done, hey, just drop it round to our house. It'll be completely fine because it can go in with the giant pile that is sitting on our dining table and has been for months and months and months. It seems like a never-ending supply on that dining table. Our dining table has not been used for dining in such a long time. It is out of order. And it's a disgrace too, because that dining table was made by one of my old teammates, the great Brad Ottens.
Oh, yes.
He made this beautiful dining table for me, for us. It should be used as a dining table, and it's not.
Mm.
And it's no one's fault. It's mine and Dodsy's fault combined.
Yeah.
Plus the kids, they're doing absolutely nothing to put their clothes away. But I'm asking the question, what about your dining table? Mm. Is it out of order? How long has it been out of order? And why is it out of order? What is piled up on there? We've got Julie from Torquay on the line. Julie, what's the shape of your dining table at the moment? Is it out of order?
Oh, look, it's a beautiful table, just like you, Lingy, but I barely see it.
What's on top of it?
It's piled with washing. Yeah. Same as you, some folded, some not. But then when the kids get up in the morning, the folded washing becomes not folded washing.
Oh, of course. Yes.
So annoying.
And there's school books and there's notices from school. And do you know what I do at dinner time? I just shove it up to one end.
Yeah.
And then I just put the kids at the other end and then... Once they're finished, I just shove it all back again, and it never leaves the table.
That's the awesome. Plan. Yeah. Just keep it moving.
That's just true perfect. Life right there. That's
maybe that's how I actually get to start using it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Janelle from Kerr Lewis. Janelle, is your dining table out of order?
Definitely. Mm. It is pretty much my office and half a Lego display table.
Oh.
What's getting built at the moment, just out of interest?
My son's right into aviation, so he's just built a heavy lift helicopter, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So I'm not allowed to touch it. No one's allowed to touch it. Yeah. If you touch it, you're in deep trouble.
Yeah.
And yes, but the other half is my office. We've just bought a business not long ago at the start of the year, and yes, I'm slowly working out admin, and it's a mess.
Can you eat around the helicopter? Are you allowed to do that?
No, not allowed to touch the... No. I'd be in big trouble. So we pretty much eat at the bench all the time or in the lounge room on the couch.
I love the fact that you're happy just to maybe if you had to eat around the business documents, but don't go near the helicopter, whatever goes on.
That's right. You want to impress me, kid? Make a heavy lift helicopter that can lift all this crap off this table.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Now, grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy, and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
All right, here we go for another week of I Feel Seen, and it's the combination that everybody loves the most. Tom and Loggy are going to act out a scene from a movie. My job is to stand here and either laugh or cry or cringe or a combination of the above and then guess the name of the movie that you are acting out.
Really, your job is to feel something. We don't care what you feel as long as you're feeling something.
That's art.
We've done our job.
Now, don't forget you two. Just so I know, the acting has stopped at the end of the scene. You've got to go and scene.
And pull the blind down with
That's
the hand
right.
movement.
Or the
Wonderful.
Curtain, whatever you want to
sure.
call it.
Well, curtains sort of go this blind. Way. So.
It's a curtain at a theatre, Tom.
It's okay. Not. Anyway, we can discuss that off air.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go. Are you ready, Tom?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready too.
Okay, but just Tom, so, yeah, just I'm ready.
Do you
and
know Loggie, the role that you
I
are
know
playing?
The role, but do you know the role that Loggy is playing is two roles?
Mm. Oh, well done, Log. Yeah, taking on
she's
extra.
Playing,
yeah,
she's playing you. A character and also a crowd.
Yeah. See if you can guess which one's which.
All
here
right.
we go.
What are you smiling about?
Dude, I almost had you.
You almost had me? You never had me. You never had your car. Granny shifting, not double clutching like you should. You're lucky that 100 shot of NOS didn't blow the welds on the intake. Almost had me?
You tell him, Dominic. Get out of here.
Now me and the mad scientist got to rip apart the block and replace the piston rings you fried. Click. Ask any racer. Any real racer. It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile.
That's right.
Winning's winning.
Yeah.
And say.
Oh, wow. Wow. Can I give special mention the crowd?
Yes.
Magnificent. So
good. Well done.
Great support there.
Yeah,
great support. And as actor Vin Diesel, I thought you were outstanding.
Thank you.
Which
Thank
means
you.
That it was Fast and the Furious.
Correct.
What are you smiling about? Dude, I almost had you.
You almost had me? You never had me. You never had your car.
Oh, see, you nailed it, the crowd. Brilliant, mate. Well done.
Excellent, well done. You two. That was really good.
That was a fun one. Good one, Tom.
Is there a reason, Tom, you got the Vin Diesel role?
Well, yes.
Is it the muscles?
It's the fact that I'm quite short. And he's quite short and bald as well.
Mm.
What, Loggy?
Log, no,
you
want to
weigh in?
You look like you want to say something there, buddy.
No.
Come on,
Log, you want to say?
Weigh in.
No. I'm the crowd.
Yeah.
Because so many personalities.
Yeah.
It's Tom, Lingy, and Loggy's I Feel Seen. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. K-Rock. Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955, weekday mornings from 6.